Connor, a goal and a victory, a decent way to start the season.
Yeah, obviously, nice to get off the mark, really, with 3 points. The earlier you get it off your back, the better. It helps everyone move forward. Obviously, the cup win was pleasing during the week, but you know, your bread and butter is the league, so you know, to get off the mark, first home game. I know it wasn't pretty at times, they made it ugly as well at times, but you know, a win's a win.
They're obviously a team that is brimming with confidence from a few months unbeaten.
Yeah, you know, they're a hard team to break down. They made it hard for us. You know, it was always going to be hard to get the victory. You know, they set up not to get beat. They came here, like I said, made it difficult. But you know, we got a penalty. You know, we scored it, and you know, we held on. So you know, 3 points, 3 points.
Were you pleased with the persistence of the team today on a day where you may be not playing at your best as a whole?
Yeah, you know, yeah, we spoke about when you're not playing well and you have to grind out results. You know, a lot of people say that we're a very young team, and you know, to grind out 3 points when you're not playing so good is a sign of a good team. So, you know, it's definitely a positive moving forward.
How difficult was it not being in the starting 11 today, Colin?
Yeah, disappointing. You know, it's you know, it's been a frustrating kind of pre-season for myself. You know, I've been out for 3 or 4 weeks with my knee injury. You know, I played against Chesterfield, didn't feel sharp whatsoever, really. You know, it was poor performance from the team in general. You know, I didn't play on Tuesday, didn't play today, but you know, football can change at any time, and you know, came on, scored, so you know, I can't complain, you know, with it, to be honest.
We talk a lot about competition for places, but it genuinely seems that up front, and particularly in the heart of that midfield, you do have a lot of options this season.
Yeah, we do. We've got some good players, you know. You know, it's always good to have a battle for places. It's always frustrating for people that are left out, but you know, that's football. You have to make the most of it when you get on the pitch, and you know, it was nice to go on and contribute.
I know you're not exactly that old yourself, but what have you made of the talented sort of loanee youngsters that have come in over the last few weeks?
Yeah, it brings a lot of energy. You know, Dan's a very good player, he's very young, same with Joe. Obviously we've got Ryan now as well, coming back from injury, so there's definitely a lot of places up for grabs. You know, in the middle of the park, there's going to be a lot of rotation, but it's up to you when you go on the pitch to make the most of it, you know.
Is there some belief that this season you can finish higher than 11th and really push on to the top six?
Yeah, it's one of them, though, you know, small steps at a time, no need to get carried away. You know, I know we got 3 points today, but we still didn't play that well. You know, I think eventually maybe in 9 or 10 games' time, we'll see where we are. But, you know, it's always nice to get 3 points, so, as early as you can, get points on the board and build from there, you know.
And that's one goal. I know you finished top scorer last season. Have you got a bit of a wager going with Sam this year again?
No, there hasn't been any word whatsoever. You know, I take the penalties. So when there was one. If I was playing Tuesday, I would have taken him as well. So it was frustrating for me on Tuesday night to watch two penalties in one game. You know, so to get one today then was pleasing.
Well done today.
Cheers, thanks.